Welcome back, listeners, to Faith in Action. I'm your host, Joanne Fox. I'm a member of the board here at Siouxland Catholic Radio. So I have been having great fun doing these shows. And if you're just tuning in now, well, thank you so much for joining us. If you've been with us for the past three segments, you've heard Mother Kateri Marie from the Order of Discalced Carmelite Nuns in Sioux City talk about contemplative prayer. And we're very grateful that she stepped up to the plate and shared her time with us. And now in the studio with me is Terry Moran, longtime friend. And we've been talking about prayer books because the Marian Center here in Sioux City, Iowa, which is on the grounds of the Shrine of Trinity Heights, Queen of Peace, has many books. And I'm a tactile person, so I like books. And we kind of talked a little bit in the last segment about the St. Joseph Missal, which St. Joseph prayer book. So, yes, and men seem to gravitate toward that. And a lot of times, I think, listeners, we might mistaken that women have perhaps more enhanced prayer lives than men do. But I think we are mistaken on that.
It's interesting, Joanne, that you mentioned that because you just told me a little while ago during our break how many men you know who pray the Liturgy of the Hours. And that is, well, we were joking a little bit about it. I said the Liturgy Hours is wonderful for everyone because it is the prayer of the church. And it's not just for religious, it's for lay people too. And for men, I think it's wonderful because it's scheduled. Men have to have everything planned. The Liturgy of the Hours is the Franklin planner for men.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, it is. You have scheduled morning prayer, scheduled daytime prayer, scheduled evening prayer, and you set your own time for when you say these prayers. And then nighttime prayer. But they bring you, I think, so closer to Christ because the Psalms have so many different aspects of them. The Psalms have, and by the way, the Liturgy of Hours is the Psalms. You pray three Psalms for each prayer time. They're Psalms of petition, supplication, of joy, of thanksgiving. So many of our own virtues and feelings and thoughts and emotions are wrapped up in these Psalms. And it's amazing how many times you will read one of the hours of the Liturgy of the Hours, and it will just speak to you and say, I needed that right now.
And I think that's the power of using a book, is that moment, it resonates with you, and then you can kind of look at it again, and then it resonates in a different way, and maybe that third time you look at it again. If you hear something, and even this show, you know, if you hear something, then we move on, and it's hard to capture it again, unless you go to our website, fhcradio.com, and then you can hear the podcast of the show. But I think we retain information better when we are reading it, because it does allow us to reread it again, and a third time, and then set it to one side, and we revisit it. And that's powerful, I think, in a prayer life.
Exactly. And, you know, my husband and I, as I said earlier, he was a physician, so he loved his books. He had to have piles of books by his chair. But if we both had a certain book, either prayer book or any spiritual reading, we had to have separate books because he could not read a book after I did because I had so many highlighting and page, the forbidden doggy ears, remember that?
Oh, yes.
The doggy ears and underline. But that is the way I read, and I do that with my prayer books too. I have certain prayers, and I have to have them highlighted. And, you know, the holy card stuck in there as you do, Joanne.
As I do, yes.
And I even do it with my Liturgy of the Hours.
Okay.
And with the Liturgy of the Hours, you don't necessarily have to have The four volume is for Easter season, Advent, and then, of course, two volumes for the ordinary time. But there is but the Liturgy of the Hours has the office of the readings, which the ordinary Christian prayer does not have. Christian prayer is a succinct Liturgy of the Hours. It has morning prayer, evening prayer, and night prayer. And it does not have the saint of the day in it. But it's especially if you're very busy, it's wonderful to have this one volume Christian prayer book.
Excellent. And then we talked a little bit about, you know, individuals who are searching for, you know, very specific things. And we mentioned the prayer cards, which I have, you know, all over my house, I think. And I really like those every once in a while, you know, just a quick prayer. Again, listeners, I'm very tactile. I'm very bad at, like Mother Kateri Marie was talking about, you know, the spontaneous contemplative prayer where you're kind of centered. And I can't think of anything to say. And next thing, I'm distracted. But if I've got something written right in front of me, boom, I'm reading it, and then I'm doing it. And one of the things I really love on Twitter is somebody who says, please say a quick Hail Mary for my aunt today or my loved one who is suffering from fill in the blank. And you know what? I stop, and I say that prayer and just offer it up. And then I move on, you know. And I think that's, you know, the wonderful way we can kind of implement prayer into our lives. And Terry, tell the listeners a little bit about like specific authors you have that are featured in the book area out there at the Marian Center.
Sure, I'd love to. There are many, but first, before time gets away from us, Joanne, I do want to bring up Father Edward Looney, who you interviewed earlier and who came to Sioux City in early August. And he has written several books. One of my favorites is A Heart Like Mary's. And it's just a beautiful reflection on the life of the Blessed Mother and on her virtues. And it's a wonderful gift. Grandmothers out there, for your teenage granddaughters, a beautiful book. And he has his latest one now is Meditations After Holy Communion. And they're guided meditations for every Sunday and holy days. And it's an actual book you hold in your hand. You can highlight and turn down the pages. But if you could read it the night before you go to Mass and see what the reflection is on Holy Communion, I think sometimes, and I am guilty of this myself, walking up the aisle and thinking what I have to do when Mass is over and where I have to go, and God forgive me for even saying it out loud, but it's a terrible distraction for me sometimes. You know, you're looking at someone you haven't seen in a long time. Oh, they're back in town. You know, Joanne, you're back in town.
Right.
And I think if we could read just one little meditation on what the Eucharist means to us, Father Looney has done a wonderful job of putting it into print for us. Because as you say, we are so distracted because we need to defrag our brains. We've got so much information in there and so many things to go and so many places to go and so much to do. So his book, Meditations After Holy Communion, is a wonderful tool to have in your arsenal, your prayer arsenal.
Wonderful. And then we should also mention when my good buddy Larry Walsh was on the radio and talked about the scriptural rosary, that there are some nice scriptural rosary books out there, too, that are small, right? And
wonderful, wonderful, scriptural rosary books out there. And you don't necessarily to pray the scriptural rosary if you are limited in time. You don't have to mention a scripture passage before every prayer. Some of the scriptural rosary booklets we have a short meditation, just a few lines on what the mystery is. Say on the Annunciation and the angel Gabriel appearing to the Blessed Mother, and she said, thy will be done. Mm-hmm. And that's all you need to start meditating on, you know, the joyful mysteries of the rosary. And many of the books now also have the Pope John Paul II's Luminous Mysteries in them. Just about all of them have that now.
So let's just step away for a moment from the books, because there are many other items that you have at the Marian Center that are of interest to, well, any faith-filled person. You don't have to be Catholic, necessarily.
Yeah, we have medals, we have statues, and sometimes you just need a picture. I think one of our biggest selling pictures that we have up there is the Last Supper, because that is just not for Catholics.
Yes.
There are many of our separated brethren who come in and they want a Last Supper. And we've got beautiful pictures of the Last Supper and bronze sculptures of the Last Supper. And that is for all faiths.
And we should mention, you know, that honestly, a lot of times those items, if they're in our home, can spur us to a moment of prayer, because we look at it and it resonates with us.
Yeah, and I wonder, Joanne, though, if in these busy years that we have now, if we haven't gotten away from a lot of the sacramentals. You know, I grew up in a home with statues. I mean, you couldn't walk across. In fact, this is just, my son was FaceTime Zooming with one of my daughters, and he said, "Are you at mom's? You've got to be, because you don't have that many crucifixes in your house." You know, I have to have a crucifix over every light fixture, but you know, they are reminders, because when you are going throughout your day at home or at work or wherever you are, they're gentle. You have pictures of your family all over the place. Why wouldn't you have pictures of Jesus and the Blessed Mother and some of your favorite devotionals all over?
Yeah, absolutely true. So, Terry, I think listeners would be interested in, if they want to come to the Marian Center, where in Sioux City is that located?
It's right up there at 33rd and Floyd, right up. You can't miss the big statues right up there at the Queen of Peace.
Yep.
And we're open 10 to 4 Monday through Saturday and noon to 4 on Sundays.
Okay, very good. And then, as long as you're out there at the Shrine, you can visit the Marian Center. We encourage you to, and check out their books. And also, take advantage of walking around the beautiful grounds, because they are breathtaking.
And stopping in the chapel and saying hi to Jesus while you're there.
Absolutely. So, listeners, that wraps up another segment of Faith in Action. I want to thank my guests for the show today, Mother Kateri Marie of the Order of Discalced Carmelite Sisters here in Sioux City. God bless all the efforts they do in keeping us in our prayers. And my guest in the studio, Terry Moran. And do you have a title with the Marian Center?
You know, I've been there, started it 30 years ago, and I haven't found out what my title is yet.
Okay. Renaissance woman.
There we go. I have someone call me the book lady, and that's a wonderful title. I love that. So talk to the book lady.
That is a good one, too. So this has been a great show all about prayer, and we hope that it has resonated with you and that you have gained some valuable information about prayer and prayer books. So thank you so much, listeners, for listening to this new show. It's locally produced by Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. It airs every Monday at 9 a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. You can also listen to the podcast of this show at our website, fhcradio.com. You click on Listen Live, and there up comes podcasts. If you have trouble doing it, just see if you can find an 11-year-old girl or boy, and they will help you. So again, so glad you tuned in to this show. And so on behalf of my producer, Ann Reed, and myself, I want to remind you that faith in action is always a good thing to do. So take care. God bless.